1 Corinthians chapter 3, last place I want to turn tonight. 1 Corinthians chapter number 3. 1 Corinthians 3, and I want this to really hit home tonight because I want to back up what I said a moment ago when I said, if we don't do it, no one will. That's what I want to back up right now. See, well, I have plenty of people doing it. I'm going to back that up right now, that if we don't do it, no one will, in a couple different ways. But look at 1 Corinthians 3:4. It says, for while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? Who then is Paul? And who is Apollos? And this is the key. But ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. So then, neither is he that, or I'm sorry, verse 6, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase.
Amen.
So then neither is he that planteth anything, neither he that watereth, but God that giveth the increase.
Amen.
Now he that planteth and he that watereth are one, and every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor. Hey, look at me tonight. I'm not much. You know, who's Steven Anderson tonight? Who's Roger Jimenez? Who are we? We're nobody. But you know what? We're ministers.
That's right.
By whom others can believe.
Amen.
He said it doesn't matter whether it's him or me or whoever. You know, we can be used by God. What I think he's trying to say there, where he says, who is Paul? Who is Apollos? I think he's just saying, you know, I'm not any different than you are.
That's right.
You know, you think I'm just some special, you know, he's some special person. You know, hey, we were doing this when we were teenagers.
Amen.
I was taking him out soul winning. You know, when he was 16 years old, I showed him the ropes. No, I was taking him out soul winning. We were out doing this. And, you know, nobody looked at us in those days. And I don't think anybody even looks at us now, you know, and thinks that we're anybody special or anybody, you know, oh, wow, you know. Wow, it's, you know, Brother Jimenez has left the building. You know, the bottom line is, hey, it's just, we're just people.
Come on.
Who are laborers.
Amen.
We just work. You know, we just want to get people saved.
Glory to God.
And look at this. It says, ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave their man. I'm not going to turn there, but in 2 Corinthians 5, it talks about how, you know, God has committed unto us the ministry of reconciliation.
Amen.
We beg people to be reconciled to God, to believe on Jesus Christ, to be justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. But the Bible says here, ministers by whom ye believed, even as God gave every man. Now stop and think about that. Did God give every man a minister by whom they might believe? According to that verse.
That's
right. Come on. Is that what it says? Slow down tonight and let's just stop and look at this verse. Who then is Paul, verse 5, and who is Apollos, but ministers by whom ye believed, even as the Lord gave to every man. Am I reading that wrong? Or did God give every man
right
ministers by whom they might believe?
Amen.
That's right. Yeah. Sure.
That, you know, somebody preached me the gospel. You know, I remember, and I'm sure I heard the gospel many times because I grew up in an independent fundamental Baptist church. I remember just right at the time that I got saved, though, as a 6-year-old boy, you know, my mother was the one who opened the Bible unto me and showed me John 5:24. Verily, verily I say to you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death into life. And she showed me a lot of other scriptures. And I, you know, right there called upon the name of the Lord, believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, received Christ as my Savior. You know, that, you know, I could look to my mom and say, you know what, that was a minister by whom I believed.
Yeah.
Minister just means a servant. You know, somebody who's serving God, somebody who's preaching the gospel. You know, you could stand up tonight and say, you know, hey, this is who gave me the gospel. You know, and somebody knocked on my door.
Come on.
You know, and somebody, you know, took me aside at church or whatever.
Come
you
on.
Know, and gave me the gospel and won me to Christ. And basically, everybody who got saved, you know, somebody had to give them the gospel. You know, how shall they hear without a preacher?
Yep.
You know, and the Ethiopian eunuch, man, he was reading the Bible over and over again. He didn't get it. And he said, you know, how can I except some man should guide me? And he needed Philip to be that minister by whom he might believe. But let me ask you something. I know God gave every man a minister by whom they might believe. But does every person in this world hear a clear presentation of the gospel? Nope. Has every person in Sacramento, California heard a clear presentation of the gospel? No. So that tells me that God's got a plan for you to go talk to somebody and you're not doing it.
Right. Amen. It's good.
You're that minister by whom so-and-so might believe, but you're not there. You're not doing it. You have failed to reach those who... See, the Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith, and not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. For we are His workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. He has works ordained that we might walk in those works and do those works. But you know what? We should walk in them, but do we always walk in them? No. And they lose when the gospel's hid unto them. And if we don't do it, nobody will.